性根与慧根、定根与坚定根的平衡，是诸圣者所赞叹的。假使性根强而慧根弱，则是迷信。此人将相信崇拜缺乏真实利益与内涵的对象。举例而言，他信仰尊敬正统佛教以外其他宗教所信仰尊敬的对象，例如信仰尊敬守护神等等。
If Guru Anahi would practice the Trojan practice with Vipassana in Vigan quite practically without meditation, they will prepare Sayajan simply for the judgment and making evaluation. It is as difficult to view as it is to view as a disease for my overdose of meditation.
相反地，如果慧根强而性根弱，则将使人倾向于狡猾，自己不实际修行，却整天批判与评论。他们犹如吃药过量而引起的疾病一样，难以治疗。
If however Christian will stand up by it, if a person will have Christian objects that he should have Christian,We will have Christian because of him if in Dharma it is suffered. We will believe that if he meditates in accordance with the instructions of the Buddha, he will be able to attain the Vipassana in the Dharma in Dharma. If he meditates with faith such as this, he is able to discern the Vipassana in the Dharma with wisdom, his faith in wisdom will be valid.
然而，如果性根与慧根平衡，则能相信应当相信的事。他相信三宝、业果，确信如果依照佛陀的教法修行，他将能体验自相及正得禅定。若以如此的信心修行，并且运用智慧透视自相，这时性根与慧根就能达到平衡。
They, if concentration is a strong and effort is weak, then because of the tendency of concentration to produce laziness, laziness can overcome the mind. If effort is strong and concentration is weak, then because of the tendency of the effort,To produce agitation, agitation can overcome the mind. So when concentration and effort are balanced, the mind will neither fall into laziness nor fall into agitation and will be able to attain jhana.
再者，假如定根强而精进根弱，则因为定根有产生怠惰的倾向，怠惰将征服他的心。假如精进根强而定根弱，则因为精进根有产生调举不安的倾向，调举将征服他的心。唯有当定根与精进根平衡时，心才不会落入怠惰或调举，而能达到禅那。
When a person wishes to cultivate the samatha someday, it is good to have very strong faith. If a person thinks that I will suddenly reach jhana if I develop concentration on the Vipassana nimitta, then by the power of that faith, then by concentrating on the Vipassana nimitta, he will definitely achieve jhana. It is because that jhana is based primarily on concentration.
对于想修行止禅业住者而言，坚强的信心是非常重要的。若他想，如果我培育对自相的专注力，一定能证得禅那。于是，借着性根的力量以及对自相的专注，他必定能证得禅那，因为专注是禅那的主要基础。
我一般人一般老百姓不知道，这些是我在我在米市场，因为我我在市场，因为米这边土地地主家里家里在跟人在这里，因那我呀，哪里在地家里在地主家里家里在做，那方面的，他把人嗯拿走。
对于修行观禅者而言，慧根强是非常适合的，因为当慧根强时，它能够透视无常、苦、无我三相，以及获得领悟三相的智慧。
为不是这些为善好本领，满地艰难，劳力也艰难，是爱。But Subramani Jana Lagura Jana he always tries to bring concentration in our chat of Hale. Because we both have got to develop Sumatha and Vipassana together to realize Nibbana.
当定慧平衡时，世间禅才能升起，而出世间禅也唯有在定慧平衡时才会升起，因为佛陀教导说，要证悟涅槃，定慧两者必须兼修。
Mindfulness is always necessary to balance faith with wisdom, concentration with effort, and concentration with wisdom. Mindfulness is always desirable under all circumstances.Because mindfulness protects the mind from becoming agitated due to excess faith, effort, or wisdom. Mindfulness also protects the mind from falling into laziness because of excess concentration.
无论是平衡信根与慧根、定根与精进根，或定根与慧根、念根都是必要的。念根适用于所有情况，因为念可以保护心，使心不会由于过强的信、精进或慧而陷于钓鱼，也不会由于过强的定而陷于怠惰。
So mindfulness is always necessary under all circumstances, and is the beginning of thought.In all subjects, as the Prime Minister for all degrees of affairs. This is it said in the essay commentary that he blessed one that, that mindfulness is always necessary in any meditation subject. Why is that? It is because mindfulness is the refuge and protection for the meditating mind.Mindfulness is a refuge because it has the mind to arrive at greater and high state that, that it has never reached or known before. Without mindfulness, the mind is not capable of attaining any greater and extraordinary state. Mindfulness protects the mind and keeps the object of meditation from being lost. That is why to one discerning it with insight.With insight knowledge, mindfulness appears as that which protects the object of meditation as well as the mind of the meditator. Without mindfulness, a person is unable to lift up the mind or restrain the mind. That is why the Buddha has said that it is useful in all instances.
因此，在所有的情况下都需要念。就像所有的调味汁都需要盐，也像国王的所有政务都需要宰相处理一般。所以在补助里提到，世尊说，念在任何禅修业处都是需要的。为什么呢？因为在修行时，念是心的依靠处与保护者。念是依靠处，因为它能帮助心达到前所未到、前所未知的高超境界。若没有念，心则无法达到任何超凡的境界。念可以保护心， 以及不使禅修所专注的对象失落。这就是为什么当禅修者以观智照见念的时候，念的相状是它能保护禅修时所专注的对象，以及保护禅修者的心。如果缺少念，禅修者就无法策立或抑制自己的心。这就是为何佛陀说念能应用于一切情况的理由。
二零零一年台湾大家到台湾去了，这次每一家的这个新加拿有的美国人到台湾，今天澳洲新加坡人就过来新加坡大家到台湾去了。第二 ，Number one， 你原来因为参加到美国的设计，不仅你美国的设计人民帮你提拔了你们的人生的背景。Number two， 你原来因为参加到日本的改变到什么呢？什么危机啊？不仅你跟你自己参加到你奥林匹克的你们的。Number three。Intelligent members of Sabha, Korea, which is the effort to bring the intelligent members together and balance them on the Tripada image. Especially the effort to further strengthen the intelligent members of the investigation of phenomena and the intelligent members of Sabha itself. Number four, the intelligent members of Joy CD.Which is the gladness of the mind when experiencing the Vipaka image. Number five, the enlightenment bhaja of tranquility faculty, which is the calmness of the mind in mental cognition that has the Vipaka image as their object. Number six, the enlightenment bhaja of concentration samadhi, which is one pointedness of the mind on the Vipaka image.Number seven, the intelligent factor of equanimity upaka, which is the evenness of mind that becomes neither excited nor withdrawn in the upaka image.
平衡七觉知。如果禅修者想以安波念来达到禅那，平衡七觉知也是非常重要的。七觉知是一。念觉知就是记得自相，并且一再地认识自相。二，得法觉知就是透彻地理解自相。三，精进觉知就是努力统合及平衡诸觉知于自相，尤其是努力于强化舍法觉知及精进觉知本身。四、喜觉知就是体验自相时心中的欢喜。五、清安觉知就是以自相为对象时心与心所的宁静。六、定觉知就是一心专注于自相。七、舍觉知乃是心的平等性，不使心变得兴奋或退出所专注的视线。
In meditation, must develop and balance all seven elements present. However, with the condition above, the mind of the meditator will fall away from the object of meditation, whichIn this case, it's the Anabana Vipaka Imita. Then, why should not develop the three enlightenment factors of tranquility, concentration, and equanimity, but instead develop the three enlightenment factors of investigation of phenomena, effort, and strength. In this way, the mind is raised up again.
禅修者必须培育及平衡这七觉知，如果精进不够，禅修者的心将会远离禅修的对象。在此处，禅修的对象指的是安波之相。 这时候他不应该开展清安、定和舍这三觉知，而应该开展舍法、精进和喜这三觉知。如此心才能再度振作起来。
Likewise, when the end of human effort, the mind will become agitated and distracted. Then one should not develop the three enlightenment patterns of investigation of phenomena, effort and mind. But should instead develop the three enlightenment patterns of tranquility, concentration and equanimity. In this way, the agitated and distracted mind will become restrained in time. This is how the first controlling faculties in seven patterns of enlightenment are valid.
当过度精进而使心变得扰动和散乱时，他不应该开展舍法、精进和喜这三觉知，而应该开展清安、定和舍这三觉知。如此才能抑制与宁静扰动散乱的心，这就是平衡五根及七觉知的方法。
Concentration will go beyond absence up to absorption concentration. When you reach jhana in this way, your mind will know the pre-bhaka image without interruption. This can continue for several hours, even all night or for a whole day.
达到禅那，当信、精进、念、定、慧这五根得到充分培育之时，定力将会超越进行定而达到安止定。达到安止定的时候，心将持续不间断地觉知四相。这种情况可能会维持数小时，甚至整夜或一整天。
When your mind stays continuously concentrated on the three-bhaka image for 1 or 2 hours, you should try to design the area in the heart where the mind of Vega consciousness rests. That is the heart-based materiality. If Vega consciousness is bright and luminous, then the commentary explains that it is the mind of Manodvara. If you practice this many times again, you will easily be able to disembark the mind of the mind on the heart-based materiality. Then the Paripata Nimitta as it appears there. When you can do this, you should try to disembark the Pachana Pradhan of applying thought, sustained thought, dry happiness in one consciousness. One at a time. Immediately, with continuous practice, you will be able to discern them all together at once. The five jhana patterns are, number one, applying thought, ujjata, directly implanting the mind on the three bhaka nimitta. Number two, sustaining thought, ujjata, maintaining the mind on the three bhaka nimitta. Number three, try feeding, like lacking probably bhaka nimitta. Number four, bliss sukha, let the feeling of happiness associated with experiencing the pre-bhaka nimitta. Number five, one pointless mind, ekagata, one pointless of mind on the pre-bhaka nimitta.
如果心持续地专注于四相一小时或两小时以上，你应当尝试着觉察心脏里一门存在的部位，也就是心所依处。有分心是明亮清澈的， 注释中说，有分心就是一门，若如此一再地修行多次，你就能觉察到依靠心所依处的一门，以及呈现在一门的自相。能够如此觉察之后，你应该尝试逐一地鉴别寻视喜乐及一境性这五禅之，一次鉴别一禅之，持续不断地修行，最后你就能同时鉴别所有五禅之。五禅之是一寻，也就是将心投入于四相；二四，就是保持心持续地注意四相；三喜，就是喜欢四相；四乐，就是体验四相时的乐受或快乐；五一境性，就是对四相的一心专注。
一切不离一念，一念转转回转的，从这里从高起转转回转。那每一念念的从最上高转转，唯有把这一念的一就转的转转。你就快点现在你就在那跑了刚才你那边出门在一起在那里在那边在你就快点什么在你我的宝宝奥利发财了谁要他快点到马在你那宝宝马在你也就把你比一般就在那里在那边在把门都在把你关在那里把他一马你一关在那नबादू मस्तानी इन अंधेरे भी एवर दूने दाजना होने वाली हुई नबादी मस्तानी इन हिंदुओं भी भी एवर दूने इंजना होकर लौट युवक की जमाई सुनते नबाबो मस्तानी इन इमाजे भी एवर दू ली की जना सजाई युवी जमाई सुनी मार नबाबाई मस्तानी इन रिव्यूएं ही एवं जुड़े जाने जाना पड़ता है वह रिव्यूएं एवं चें कौन से
हैं? 他们个别分开来说称为禅支，但是整体合起来则称为禅那。刚开始修行禅那时，你应当练习长时间进入禅那，而不应花费太多时间辨别禅支。你也应当练习出禅的五自在。五自在是一转向自在，能也就是能够在出定之后辨别出禅支；二入定自在，也就是能够在任何想入定的时刻入定；三住定自在，就是能够按照预定的时间入定多久；四出定自在，能够在所预定的时间出定；五审查自在，就是能够以审查数行心来辨别诸禅支。